Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A massive fire in Allentown yesterday injured at least five people and displaced several families. At least three firefighters were hurt and two civilians hospitalized after the blaze spread through a handful of row homes. Officials say the three alarmers started around 4:30 yesterday along the 700 block of Cedar Street before spreading to multiple homes. Brian Onofre witnessed the fire and spoke to our partners at NBC 10.
I was praying to God. I was saying, Lord, please save these people. Don't let nothing happen to them. And yeah, I was just praying.
Around 30 firefighters were on the scene along with every truck in Allentown's fire department. Fire Captain Mike Pachinka says the frigid conditions made their job much harder.
Cold puts a damper on our operation, you know, because you have to watch for slip hazards, obviously, and it's not easy when guys are up on the roof working and it's cold like this and everything's freezing.
Neighbors help supply clothes and socks to some of the displaced residents who have kids. This is witness Ariel Lopez.
It's Christmas. That's sad. You know how many gifts that kids just probably had in all those houses, and it's burnt up in flames. Like, that's everybody's, you know, property, everything they own. Like, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. I was just, I don't know, heartbroken for them.
Investigators now trying to find the cause of the fire. At Crozer Chester Medical Center, a fire forced evacuations last night. Crozer Health CEO Tony Esposito says the blaze was sparked by a small flood in one of the buildings. Critical care patients were evacuated to safe areas, and Crozer has been working with Delco officials to ensure their safety. No injuries reported.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.